We've got a guy here called Glenn Harold, and Janie knows all about Glenn, and I'll clue you in as well. Here he is, by the way. How are you, Glenn?
Thank you very much. A round of applause. That's fantastic.
You like that, don't you?
Oh, I love it.
I'm not going to look at you directly, by the way. He's a hypnotist. Well, a hypnotherapist, they call them. Two first names, Glenn Harold. He's a fully trained and qualified hypnotherapist and has sold over 500,000 audio CDs worldwide and has produced and published 22 hypnosis titles. De-Stress Your Life in 7 Easy Steps is a combined book and CD by hypnotherapist Glenn, designed to help with the pressures of modern-day living. The book contains easy steps to take control of stress. Now, I'll ask you a basic question because I don't understand how that works. You're a hypnotherapist. How can you de-stress me? I'm not looking at you direct, by the way. I'm not going under.
He won't turn you into a chicken.
He might.
Well, there's many different aspects of stress, and when you relax your mind and you learn to calm your body, it's a wonderful way to let go of a lot of the pressures of modern day life.
But you're programming me or whoever you put under, you're programming them to de-stress, and then when they're deprogrammed, they're back to square one, are they not?
Well, the thing with hypnotherapy, the beauty of it is, when you give people the suggestions, when they're in that receptive state, the suggestions tend to be long-lasting. If you tell someone that they're going to feel much more relaxed in a future situation, then that suggestion will stay with them.
I've had hypnotherapy, and I had it through pregnancy to help me visualise a good birth and all of that stuff. And
that doesn't surprise me at all.
Don't you fade me out.
No.
But I found it tremendously helpful. But what I don't find that this expression, putting you under, is actually very helpful, because although I was in a very relaxed and receptive state, I believe I was totally in control.
That's absolutely the case. And it's very much about giving the person back control rather than the hypnotist being in control. It's not what I want to get across.
So why do we get this image of being out of control? Is it because of the entertainment hypnotists that are on stage and they do in fact turn you into a chicken, or you do think you're a woman, or whatever it happens to be?
That's very much the distinction. I mean, what I do is use hypnosis as a therapeutic tool to help people and to help them overcome problems. So they're two very separate things.
Our good friend Paul always talks about, this is Paul McKenna, he always talks about how self-hypnosis is a factor and does work and can work. Are you into that, or do you think it should be left to the experts?
No, I think self-hypnosis is a fantastic thing, because you can use it, once you learn the technique, you can use it for anything. If you've got a pressure situation, like a radio interview on Radio 2, or anything you're doing, you can make yourself feel really positive and feel good.
Yeah.
And feel in control of your feelings.
And how does it differ then from NLP, which is, you know, neuro-linguistic programming, where you're kind of putting, ooh, get me,
get you,
get her.
Yeah.
Do you get involved in that?
NLP is not really my area. I've learned hypnotherapy. I went to the biggest and best school in the UK when I learnt hypnotherapy, and that was my main background.
Well, Glenn here first started producing hypnosis tapes in 1997. His best-selling title is Complete Relaxation, for which he received a gold disc for over £250,000 worth of sales. Glenn's first book with a CD was Create Wealth and Abundance. Well, you've done it for yourself then, haven't you?
Yeah, it does tend to work.
But also, you know, Glenn, you used to be a pop star, didn't you?
Well, I was
for
in
about
a band.
5 minutes, yeah.
I was in a band, yeah, 15 minutes of fame I had in the early 80s, and we won a national pop competition. And we
what band were you?
It was called the Sugar Ray 5 in those days.
Sugar Ray 5?
And they're getting more publicity now than they ever did in those days. So.
Great.
It was good fun, but we were all a bit young at the time, and it imploded as quick as it began.
What do you think about the criticism of hypnotherapy? In that it puts, so they say, it puts human beings into a false state. It's not a natural state. And that it can be dangerous.
It is a naturally occurring state, because there's the hypnopompic and hypnagogic state.
Sorry, hypnopompic?
Yeah.
Write that down.
It's the state that we, in between waking up in the morning and being fully conscious, that's the hypnopompic state. So everyone experiences it twice a day. The hypnagogic state is the one before going to bed at night.
So let's imagine, I mean, I'm about a stone and a half overweight, most probably, and the reason is because I'm sat here all day.
Yeah.
And I'm not out exercising when I should be, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
If I came to you, or somebody like me came to you, somebody extremely overweight, for example, would you be able to help them? And how would you be able to help them? Would you be able to suggest to them not to eat to excess?
Yeah, you'd say that you'd be in control of your eating habits. That's the suggestion I give somebody. And from my CDs, I've made CDs where those suggestions are on the lose weight title, and we've literally had people that, in some extreme cases, they've said they've lost 10 stone in weight.
10 stones?
10 stones. So I can't imagine what weight she was to start with, but... Yeah. See, if the CD is the thing that's going to work for you, there's amazing things that you can do for people.
You should take that challenge, Steve. In fact, Tim's not here this week, but you know, it's a shame because if Tim was here, we could maybe get him to grow more hair if he wanted to.
That would be an impossibility. That would be a challenge.
Especially if you saw Tim.
But he could be delighted about his appearance, couldn't he? He could be at one with his appearance.
You could feel comfortable with being bald. That's the thing. You know, if you feel very negative about something, it can change your feelings towards that situation. So
take away
I probably
think
grow his hair back, but I could make him feel a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. De-stress Your Life in 7 Easy Steps by Glenn Harrod is published by Orion. Very interesting chat, Glenn. Thank you very much. Very nice to meet you. Glenn
Harrod.
Thank you, Matt. Pleasure. Glenn Harrod, everybody. I like to take a walk out in the midday.